Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What what what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now!
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's why I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. I am your host, Rick Tittle, coming to you from San Francisco's Sports Byline, USA. Coast to coast, border to border, around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. If you are in the military, I'm on your side. You're doing a great job. Stay safe. Come home soon. Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, National Guard, Space Force, Delta Force. Once again, keep up the good work, and we hope to see you at home very, very soon. We know that video games are something that keep the troops occupied and give you a little home cooking. So we'd love to hear from you. Love to hear from anybody out there. If you have a question, comment, or concern, this is the only hour all week on all these sports talk networks where we talk video games. Call me up 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529, and we'll talk video games. I don't make them. I'm a gamer like you. And I say networks plural because not only are we streaming through sportsbyline.com as well, just click listen live. Any emails, rick@sportsbyline.com. By the way, I use the email to win the game that I'll give away at 40 after, so just about a half hour from now. And also for the cheat code request at the end of the show. We stream through sbnationlive.com. Other ways of listening to the show, apropos applications, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, the Stitcher app as well. Plus, we are on CRN Digital Plus 2, the cable radio network channel tuning your cable provider. That's 35 million TV sets across this great land of ours, this great land of Romania, America. Also, Sirius XM 211, the Dan Patrick channel. Oh, Dan Patrick and his Tetris. I don't know. But great to be on there, especially for my truckers out there, a little white line fever out there. Smokey the Bear with them paper bags. Anybody still have do the CB talk anymore now that we have cell phones? Breaker 19? Probably not. All right. We'll talk about video games, what's going on in the news, and also I'll let you know the new releases, what's coming out this week as well. Every week there's a new batch. So I'm Rick Tittle. This is the Video Game Review. I'd love to hear from you at 1-800-878-PLAY. Come on back and let's do it.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495, 800-788-1495, 800-788-1495, that's 800-788-1495.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Someone had a birthday.
Yep, 50. Can't believe it.
50 years of wisdom.
Great segue. We have health news, a CDC update.
Pneumococcal vaccination is now recommended for adults 50 or older. Says here, we're over 6 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults under 50.
I don't love those odds.
Same. Look what I found. Pfizer's Prevnar 20 is proven to help protect adults against pneumococcal pneumonia and invasive pneumococcal disease in just one dose, and millions have already gotten it.
Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you have a severe allergy to its ingredients. A weakened immune system may lower your response. Common side effects include injection site pain and swelling, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138. Visit Prevnar20.com or talk to your doctor or pharmacist.
I'm on Prevnar20.com now, scheduling my appointment.
Good idea. And happy 50th.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you so much, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. I am your host, Rick Tittle, and you can chime in whenever you want at the toll-free line, 1-800-878-PLAY. Something that, you know, the Lord giveth, the Lord taketh away. I crack myself up with that, opening the segment with that, because once we started getting online gaming, and we got on these servers and we'd play video games for many years, even after sequels had come out and next gen systems. But at some point, those servers get yanked down. And I remember when the original Halo server got yanked, someone figured out that if everyone playing Halo on the original Xbox just kept their Xbox on and were playing Halo, then it would work co-op, and so they could do it without the server. But if you ever turned your Xbox off or you ever try to play another game, you can never get back in again. And, of course, if there was a power outage, something happened. But that's how long people wanted to hang out. They wanted more game. And I remember a few years ago looking to see if Battlefield 1943, the server was up, and it still was. I was like, whoa, how many people are playing? And there are like maybe 16 people playing it. But I do have a list here of some servers that will be shutting down. And one that just shut down 2 days ago, and sorry to deliver the news if you played this game for 13 years, is The Simpsons Tapped Out. And yeah, there were over 80 million accounts. And one of the most popular games on your phone of all time. And there were rumors that EA's license for The Simpsons IP could be expiring. But EA is shutting down more servers than any other company this year. And when I look at the list of EA games being shut down this year, Rory McIlroy, PGA Tour, I mentioned The Simpsons Tapped Out. Coming up this week, Blood and Glory, Immortals, Contract Killer Sniper is also. This is in its last month. These are all in the next week. Deer Hunter Classic, Dino Hunter, Deadly Shores, Eternity Warriors 4, Frontline Commando 2, Frontline Commando D-Day. Then February 17th, UFC 3. We got EA Sports UFC Mobile 2. That'll be on March 13th, as well as NCAA 14. And then had a good 11-year run there. And then Madden NFL 21 will go out June 30th. Now, remember, you can still play games that are local. They're just talking about servers. Those are the EA ones. WWE 2K23 is shutting down. In fact, I think it's already shut down and shut out this week. And that game isn't even 2 years old yet, which is really lame. It's already shutting down. I mentioned the Deer Hunter Classic. It's pretty immersive for a FPS hunting game like that. But as I mentioned, too, with the Dino Hunters, that is what, you know, guys with spears and you had like a Triceratops. It doesn't matter that human beings missed dinosaurs by millions and millions of years. Cavemen probably hunted them, right? Rory McIlroy, PGA Tour, that is all the online features are gone there. It was, quote-unquote, delisted in 2018, and so it's officially lost its online functionality. It was kind of a spiritual successor to the Tiger Woods series, but that Rory game had 8 real-life courses, including the iconic St. Andrews in Scotland. Had 4 fantasy locations. One was inspired by Battlefield, you might remember. But the career mode was cool. But the thing that was great about that game was the nightclub challenge. Those were fun mini games, like hitting targets and navigating obstacles as well. So, yeah, you can't play that anymore. This is like the bad news section of the show. Let's get it over with. Dungeons & Dragons Dark Alliance is shutting down in a month. And that was made by 2K Games and Wizards of the Coast, you might remember. And it's kind of a spiritual successor to Baldur's Gate Dark Alliance. And Dark Alliance, by the way, is still fully playable online if you want to get in there until June. I mentioned UFC 3. That's innovation was called Real Player Motion Tech. Do you remember that? Also, the Elder Scrolls Legends. That you know, was a card game. It was a free-to-play game that came out in 2019. Now it's going to be done in 4 days. how about X-Defiant? X-Defiant is shutting down on June 3rd. That was a free-to-play shooter from Ubisoft. It was pretty fast. That came out in 2021. It was a 6v6 as well. X-Defiant was actually developed here in San Francisco at the Ubisoft down south of Market here. I bring that up because Ubisoft has a lot of European presence as well. Warhammer Age of Sigmar Tempest Fall. That was a game with a lot of potential. And shutting that down is surprising to a lot of people, as it is a VR title and was getting a lot of play lately. But the reason they're pulling it down and getting, as they call it, delisted is for licensing issues. Also, Hood, Outlaws and Legends, that's shutting down in the middle of February. That kind of took a unique approach to Robin Hood, Robin Hood, I should say, placing him in a medieval world that was full of corruption, and he had a lot of stealth and strategy and combat in that game as well. And the reason they're shutting that game down is they said poor sales. And what that means is no one's playing it. So it's hard to feel sorry for a game that's shut down when no one's playing it, but that's usually like a game that you love. You know, if you just liked whatever critics liked, then no one would play all these other games. And believe me, there are plenty of games that get game of the year that I wouldn't spend 5 minutes on. You know, everybody has their own tastes. And like, I would rather play Battlefield Bad Company 2 online right now than probably most of the other games that are available like right now. And it's a PS3 game. It's so good. And it's the countless hours, especially with the UAV, and you had the ability to go all the way back to the beginning if you could make it, and there could be somebody there in a UAV, and you could like take a drill and give him the dentist or stab him, and he'd be like, where'd you come from? There was all sorts of vendettas, really bad vendettas, and the most furious I ever got in that game, it was really hard to stab somebody, the most furious I ever got in that game is when I got stabbed, and then I spawned right in front of the guy, and he stabbed me again. I'm still upset about that. All right. Those are some servers that be shutting down. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll come on back on Spirit Spyland.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? Today, we urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
The Video Game Review.
Hey, thank you for that. Rick Tittle with you.
Coast to coast.
Around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. Great to have you with us. What's going on with you? 1-800-878-PLAY. Coming in the next segment, I will give away a brand new game. Use the email address rick@sportsbyline.com to win. I'll ask a question and the second correct answer at rick@sportsbyline.com and win the brand new game. I have an email here from Digital Dan. I like the name. Digital Dan says, Rick, what in your mind is second gen when the first is the Odyssey? Well, good question, Digital Dan. Thank you for that. Yeah, the Magnavox Odyssey. And, you know, you think about the, you know, Pong and all that, which I had. I know I'm old. But second gen is dominated, obviously, by the 2600, and which I had. And what's interesting, at the time when the 5200, these are Atari consoles, when the 5200 came out, a lot of people thought, well, this is a new generation. And as we look back now, the 5200 is mostly considered a second generation deal now. But that was when the 2600 was the king. You know, this was the NES of the late 70s and early 80s. You think about Adventure and, you know, the Space Invaders, Breakout, Missile Command. And then, of course, you got Activision coming in with third-party games. Ooh, Atari didn't like that. With games like Pitfall. But you could also throw in second gen Intellivision and ColecoVision. And ColecoVision was really good. I had that. I remember there was a game called Looping where you flew around a plane. I never forget, the music just went, but da 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 da. It just repeated that over and over. And then the plane would spell out the name in smoke, and it looked like lupine because the G looked like an E. But those are your second gens. And if you're overseas, you probably say the Channel F. The Channel F was made by Fairchild. Didn't get a lot of run. But yeah, that 2600, I remember playing so many games. I remember I got Asteroids. I got a million because I turned it over 10 times. And, you know, get to 100,000 and then it would start over again. And I'll never forget it. I want to say it took me about 3 hours to do it. And that was probably my first ever super proud accomplishment of, you could call it nerddom. I'll call it cool breezedom. But I also remember, because it was just, you know, the joystick, it came on a square base with one little red button, which you would hold in your left hand, and in your right hand you had the big joystick. There was a game, Decathlon, and when you would run, you'd have to shake the maneuver the joystick back and forth, left, right, east, west, whatever, as fast as you could. And I almost gave myself the stigmata. It was just burning right through my hand. But a lot of memories on that second gen system. And then, of course, third gen, I mentioned the NES, and that just, and for really what the NES did was, you know, video games were supposed to be dead. I never, you know, I lived through that time and I never once thought, oh, video games are dead. You know, it's kind of revisionist history to say that. Now, when it comes to Wall Street, yeah, they were. But there were still awesome arcade games coming out every year at the bowling alley or wherever you played. I used to play at Golden Gate Lanes in El Cerrito, California, in the East Bay. That was like my arcade. Or there was a place in Berkeley on Telegraph and Durant called The Silver Ball. And you'd go upstairs, and it was just all arcade and pool tables. And I remember my brother went, he was 14, and I was 11, and I was like, oh, man, that's where the old kids go. It was super cool. But what the NES did was reinvigorate the investors in video games, which meant that, like anything, like most things except badly run sports franchises, if you pour money into it, it's going to be more successful. And that's when I would say from the 5200 to the 7800, if you look at the Atari 7800, now you're talking third gen. That system did not do well because the NES just blew it away. Now, you also had the Master System, Japan. I would throw the Game Boy, the original Dot Matrix, Herc monochrome. That Herc was Hercules, and so it's just like if you ran, it would leave a little trail. At the time, it was cool, right? But fourth generation, I'm just keeping going with your topic here because I'm entertaining myself now. I hope you are too. The fourth generation is the 16-bit era. And I'll never forget walking into a store, doing a lot of Bay Area references. It was Corte Madera in Marin County, and there was a one of those big box TV type stores, and I saw Altered Beast, and I thought, oh my gosh, what Nintendo game is that? And the guy goes, no, it's Genesis. I went, what? He goes, it's called the Genesis. And I was like, I never heard of it. Remember, there was no internet. Taft was president. But the Genesis, the Neo Geo, the Super Nintendo, the Sega CD, the CDI, and of course, the Super Nintendo had Mode 7 with like pilot wings and F-Zero. It was a way of making everything 3D. Fifth gen, now you're getting into the CDs, and now you're getting into the PlayStation. Ooh, that's right. And the N64 and the 3DO and the Atari Jaguar. Or as they called it in England, Jaguar. And the Saturn. Sega. GBC, Game Boy Color. The Genesis Nomad, I still have one. 4C batteries, and you'd put the actual Genesis cartridge in it, and it had a fully color screen. It was awesome. And then when you get to the 6th gen, we start seeing Microsoft come into the game because they have the Xbox, and you see the Dreamcast. The Dreamcast started off gangbusters, slowly slipped away, especially when the GameCube came out. But first it was the PS2 and the Xbox. And I'll never forget going to the PS2 party, which was at the Metreon in downtown San Francisco, about a 20-minute walk from my studios. And that was a party that I basically had to beg my way in. And then when I got there, they're like, you can't go in. And I was like, what? And then they let me in. That's a great story, huh? And anyway, all you could eat, sushi, and the PS2 is just like, you can't get one. Like, there's no way you can find one. It was sort of like the original. I mean, we saw that with the Wii. We saw that with a lot of other stuff. But the PS2 was the first system where it's like, you're not going to be able to get one. Sorry. So, 7th gen, GameCube, PS2, Xbox. Then you just keep going up. 7th gen is the 360, the PS3, the DS, the PSP with the UMDs, the Universal Media Discs. Of course, the Wii, that changed everything. And then we're starting to get back to the present day. We're looking at 8th gen, PS4. It only does everything. The Wii U, not a big hit. the Switch was, and I put the Wii U and the Switch both in the 8th gen, Xbox One, 3DS, the Vita, and that's a, I got one of those too with my PSP. That's just two analog sticks with no more UMDs. And then now we're in the 9th gen as we sit today. The PS5, the Xbox Series X and S, the Switch 2 on its way. The Steam Deck, I throw that in there as well. Play PC games. And, you know, I would like to be rich enough whereas I could just get a Steam Deck, like, separate from my PC. It's like, well, you know, I got the Steam Deck over here. The thing I realized, too, because I had a Game Boy and a Nomad and a PSP, I have a Vita and a Switch, and then I realized I almost never play games on the road because I can't play a game when I'm on public transit or I'll hurl. I got to keep my eyes on the road. I can look down occasionally. And then I realized, well, if I'm at home, I'm not going to be playing the mobile game, right? I'll be on my console. And then I realized as much as I love that stuff, there used to be a term in when it came to Madison Avenue targeting demos, it was techies. Techies meant people who would buy anything new that was technical. Now techies mean people who work in tech. They've kind of, it's sort of like gaming. Gaming used to meant playing video games. Now gaming means gambling because gambling sounds more sinister and risky. If you say gaming, oh, it's just a game. All right, I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a break here. And when we come back, we will get to the, I'll give away a brand new game. And we'll get to our new releases as well. Call me up, 1-800-878-PLAY. This is the Video Game Review.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. That's 800-773-5112.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
Do you hear that?
That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's
800-425-2317. The Video Game Review. Rise.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you on the Video Game Review. It's 40 after the hour. It's time to give away a brand new game. This game is called Dragon Takers. It is available on the Switch, the PS4, the PS5, and the personal computer I have here for the PS5. This is available from Vanguard. They developed it. Chemco. Just looked at it. It looked like Tecmo Bowl. By the way, it's also available on the Xbox Series X and S and the Xbox One. It's available for everybody. Chemco, K-E-M-C-O. It says, rise and resist the dragons in a fantasy RPG acquiring enemy skills. And this is very, very anime looking. It's very kind of androgynous, kind of femme looking, like a lot of the anime is. But my question is, Dragon Takers, is this a game about taking dragons, or is this a game about baking muffins? Let me know, Rick at sportsbyline.com. Second correct answer, Rick at sportsbyline.com. We'll win Dragon Takers for PS5, available from Vanguard and Chemco. And we will revisit the games and what's new coming up very, very soon in this segment. By the way, I usually, when I get the news, I throw it out on my show. The PS Plus subscribers, basically, if you're online on your PS4 or PS5, you are a member. And you get free games every month. And usually I'm like, oh, cool. And then I download it and never play it. But February will be Marvel Spider-Man 2, Kingdom Come Deliverance, and Star Wars Jedi Survivor. And then if you're a PS Plus Extra and Premium member, you also get Hogwarts Legacy, Atomic Heart, and Grand Theft Auto 4. I paid full price for Atomic Heart. Damn, Rick, like the rest of us? Yes. That is a game out of the Soviet Union, and it was a beautiful game, but about 3 hours into it, I couldn't take it anymore. It just was too slow. But Marvel Spider-Man 2 is a game has this portrayal of Venom and the arc of Peter Parker, and Miles Morales is in it as well. Not the game with that title, of course, but that's one that came out in October of 2023. Kingdom Come Deliverance is a game that was located in Bohemia, which is, of course, now in the Czech Republic. Can't say Czechia just yet. But this is after Emperor Charles IV dies, and then the kingdom is plunged into darkness, corruption, and discord. And one of Charles's sons, Wenceslas, has inherited the crown. Good King Wenceslas on the feast of... But Wenceslas is naive, self-indulgent, and unambitious. His half-brother, Sigismund, the Red Fox of Hungary, and senses a weakness. And so you're Henry, son of a blacksmith. This is a game that came out in February of 2018. And Deep Silver, it's an RPG, which is cool. And then Star Wars Jedi Survivor, that just came out a couple years ago. And that's the story of Cal Kestis continuing third-person galaxy-spanning action events. This came from Respawn, of course, in collaboration with Lucasfilm Games. And single-player title picks up 5 years after the events of Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order. But Thems is the games coming out this next month in February. I also saw a report, which isn't fun. I'll just get to it real quick because I don't think people turn on this show to hear stuff like this when it comes to like the nuts and bolts of the industry. And, you know, during the SAG strike, the voiceover people and the people who get, you know, scanned to have their bodies in video games. But there were tons of layoffs in the video game industry. And according to the Game Developers Conference newly released 2025 State of the Game Industry Report, and I didn't know the GDC, which I go to every year, I didn't know that they put out State of the Game Industry Reports, quite honestly. But it said 11% of all developers were laid off in 2024. And that ain't good. All right. One other piece of news that came out this week is... You know, the video game industry has been trying to hold on to its legacy and, you know, preserve its past. But it always happens kind of hodgepodge. Think about Walter Day in Ottumwa, Iowa, Twin Galaxies. He's been on the show, by the way. I remember being in the East Village in Manhattan, and there was this game store that sold all the old games you ever think of. Of course, they were like super jacked up prices. But it's just here and there. Like, there was a place in downtown Oakland that said, Video Game Museum. That's not there anymore. Last summer, I was in Bozeman, Montana, and on the campus of Montana State, there's a place called the Computer Museum, and they have a lot of stuff in there. And it's kind of like a little office space, though. It's not much, but it's a cool little museum for $10. But we have the Hall of Fame in Rochester, New York. I mean, there is a presence. But this is slowly changing with the help of some of these independent organizations. And one of them is called the Video Game History Foundation. And they announced this week that it will be launching its digital library platform coming up in February. And they posted on Blue Sky, sorry Elon, and they said that the VGHF, good things come to those who wait, and then it said, we'll tell you about it all then. Well, in a statement, the foundation explained that the library has, quote, never before seen game development materials as well as artwork, press kits, and all promo materials from iconic video games. The library says readers will have access to 1,500 out-of-print video game magazines stretching back to the early 80s. Is that Nestor and Nintendo Power? Of course, Game Informer just left us. That was the longest-running video game magazine before it was stopped by GameStop. I always thought, oh, what a cool collaboration. Like, whenever I would go to GameStop and they go, hey, you want a year of, you know, you join our club, you get, it's only $5 a year or whatever it was. And you get early access to games. Maybe it was more than that, $15, $10. But you got a year of Game Informer. And they go, do you want it digital or do you want it mailed to your house? And I go, mail to my house. And they'd always go, what? Really? I'm like, yeah, it's a magazine. Can I look at it? You don't want to read it on your phone? I'm like, no. Well, anyway, it wasn't a collaboration. GameStop owned it, and they got rid of it. So the foundation, a guy named Frank Cifaldi, he showed off some of the library's functions in that Blue Sky thread this week. The magazine library will be fully text searchable, organized by chronology. It'll allow users to filter magazines by region, platform, publisher, and more. And Cifaldi says that he searches for every video game magazine in the collection in a chronological, or just says if you put in Metroidvania. So the Video Game Foundation was founded in 2017, and they have had numerous projects dedicated to protecting video games, and that included preservation of video game source code, the physical library of video game media that, you know, goes very far back. 2 years ago, they conducted a survey where they said it concluded that 13% of video game history is represented in the current marketplace, and 87% of all video games is inaccessible. Wow. Just think about that. That's like going to the library and saying, well, you haven't read these books for 20 years, so they're gone. Like, what? So they had to go through a lot of legal hoops to share out-of-print video game magazines because originally the U.S. Copyright Office refused. Don't you love red tape? All right. Let's get to the new games coming out this week. And you know when a new game comes out, an old game, the old game could be a week old, it goes down to the cheaper levels of the store. Am I right? Yeah, it goes down. And then we don't have to pay as much. All right, let's see here. SCP, Fragmented Minds on the PC. Space Engineers 2 on the PC. And Agent Fall. These are Tuesday releases, by the way, on the PC. Carmen Sandiego, this is for your phones, Android and Apple. Cuisinier. Cuisinier is on the 5, the Switch, and the X and S. Eternal Strands, 5 PC, X and S. Little Lighthouse of Horror, Not Shop, PC. Now, why are Lighthouse movies always so scary and boring? Neptunia Riders versus Doe Goose. I think something was lost in translation there. The 4 and the 5 and the Switch. Orcs Must Die, Death Trap, X and S, PC. Tales of Iron Whiskers of Winter. You're like a rat, battle axe, golden axe dude. This is on everything, including Mac. The Stone of Madness, PC, PS5, Xbox Series X and S. And the Switch. Virtua Fighter 5, REVO on the PC. Warside, very 8-bit look. PC, Switch, 5, X, and S. Achilles Survivor on the PC. You could say Kevin Durant was an Achilles Survivor, but dump bump. Also, Co-Ridden on the PC. Cryptical Path on the PC. Detective, and that's with T-E-C-H in the middle. Detective 2112 on the PC. Dodgeball Dojo, this is going to be on your phones. CyberCorp on the Switch. Dead Letter Department on the PC. Delicious, the First Course for your phones. Gimmick 2 on the Xbox One, Series X and S, PS4, and PS5. We'll take a quick break and we will come on back on the Video Game Review.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands, guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that. Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, closing it out with our customary segment on a cheat code, older game. Send your requests to rick@sportsbyline.com. This one here is from Rap. I like that name, R-A-P-P. Rap says, Rick, I heard you can get unlimited continues in Panzer Dragoon. Yes, you can. Boy, you're going way back for that one. I like it. And Panzer Dragoon has some big boss battles, and they can be too much to handle. And you only have so many continues. If you go to the title screen and press start, then go up, X, right, Y, down, Z, left, X, up, and X. Do this before you select normal game. This is on the Sega Saturn, by the way. Once again, Panzer Dragoon. Go to the title screen before you select normal game and press. Go X. Sorry. Start over. Up X. Right Y. Down Z. left Y, up an X, and you'll have unlimited continues. That doesn't mean you're invincible, but at least you don't have to start all over again. Thanks, everybody, for listening. We'll be back next week with another edition. I'm Rick Tittle, and this is the Video Game Review.